It's time. From the heart of Planet Shell.
Boldly go where no one has gone before.
It's the Hero Smash Show! And now, your humble host and fellow fanboy, Henry Shell.
Alright folks, we're back again. Feels good to be back. It was a long one last time, Superhero Spectacular, and I won't lie folks, it took a lot out of me, man, it drained me. So, I feel good to be back, but I'm going to keep this one short and simple. We're going to lay back, take it easy. It's February, a couple weeks or just before Valentine's Day. So I figured we'd take it easy and get a little sentimental this episode. So we're going to get into something for the women, for the ladies, in the spirit of Valentine's Day. We're going to get into some female fanboy, female fangirl stuff, something I'm going to recommend. So I don't even want to talk too much. I'm going to keep this show pretty simple. So how much time do we got before the... All right. Just about 30 seconds left before I'm going to hit the Hero Fix. So, first up, Being Erica on the Hero Fix. This is for the ladies, fellas. Check it out, because I actually think it's pretty good myself as well. And this is a cool, going back in time, urban fantasy type show that's picking up a lot of steam. So, that's why I'm recommending it on this week's Hero Fix on the Hero Smash Show. Being Erica, it is, as I said, this week's Hero Fix. Let's get ready. Drop it.
Meet Erica Strange.
Hey, Erica.
Her life hasn't exactly gone as planned.
Do you know that thing about people that peak in high school? That might be me.
What are you doing?
Now, with a little help, she's going back.
Do you want to fix your problems or not?
Yes!
To turn her life around.
You sent me back in time.
Indeed.
Wait.
We have a lot of work to do, you and me.
Being Erica. Don't miss the series premiere tonight at 9 on CBC.
Being Erica. This is a cool fangirlish flashback type going back in time television show right here in Canada, produced by the CBC. It's picked up so much steam that even the networks in America are looking out for Being Erica. Catch an interview with the star of the show on The View.
On the hit show, Being Erica, Erin Karplick's ability to travel through time and right the wrongs in her past has added the bonus of never being stuck in the waiting room at the doctor's office. Wish it were that easy. Please welcome Erin Karplick. So this is the second season premiere tonight, right? Where you actually go, you're able to go back in time and right all the wrongs. So how does your character do that? Is it all teleportation? Give us the rundown.
Oh, the actual scientific explanation part, I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. We do in season two, we go more into the time travel. Erica meets Dr. Tom, who is a mysterious therapist, and he sends her back in time. Who's the doctor that does it?
Wish we could all go back.
Yeah, that's
ever get that feeling that you've stumbled upon a secret? Secrets, they keep things interesting. Because our secrets are the invisible burden we carry, some are worth keeping, while others just need to be told. And the trick is knowing the difference.
An all-new season of the original primetime drama on Soapnet.
My name is Erica Strange. I've got a great boyfriend, great job, good friends. I'm your average 33-year-old. Well, sort of.
You sent me back in time.
Indeed.
When you're looking for answers.
You're a doctor, right?
I'm a therapist. Whatever it is that you are unhappy about, I can fix it. When you need more than a little advice.
I have a glycerin that's a mile long.
Don't just talk about your past.
I'm giving you a do-over.
Go back and change it.
All right, send me back.
What am I doing here? I don't even know what year it is.
Do what I came here for.
No, but you can do what I brought you here for.
Just talk to me, okay?
I can't.
What did you do today?
Erica.
Kai.
I know what you were doing, because I do it too.
You say go slow, I fall behind. The second hand unwinds.
Therapy has been the most intense experience that I have ever had.
My brand of therapy is not traditional.
So what are you anyway? Alive or dead? An angel?
The time for the answer to that question has not yet come.
An original primetime drama, Being Erica. New season premiere Wednesday, January 20th at 10, only on SoapNet.
Have you even told Erica what comes next? She's not ready.
Great, because your show is seen in over 30 countries. You got this huge billboard in Times Square. So how are you handling it, girl?
I mean, it's been really exciting, and when you go on shows, you never know how they're going to be received. So this is just, I'm just really excited and floored and so happy that people are enjoying it.
More than just for the ladies, Being Erica is top-notch sci-fi / urban fantasy entertainment. I'm proud that it's right here, produced by CBC Canada, but you can now pick it up on SoapNet.
We have to say, Erin, we want to wish you luck tonight on the second season premiere. Thanks for coming by. Good luck with the move. Being Erica airs Wednesday night at 10 p.m. on SoapNet. We'll be right back. Thanks.
All right, folks, so that's Being Erica, this week's Hero Fix. I'm really glad that I was able to put this on the show this week. As you heard in the clips, it's a pretty interesting show. I did mention that it's kind of for the ladies, but really and truly, guys, I enjoy this show, and I'm 100% man, if you get my gist. And yeah, check it out. If you do have a girl in your life, this being the month of Valentine's, the month of love, and she happens to be fangirlish, or if you want to turn her on to something fanboyish, then certainly I'd recommend letting her watch Being Erica. If you're outside of Canada, go to cbc.ca and order the first season, and let her just geek out on that. All right, well, about time now for us to go to the next segment, the ultimate versus battle. I'm gonna do something different this episode. Rather than me speaking and doing the ultimate versus battle, this week I thought I'd do something different. Instead of the usual voices and the usual gallery, me and my boys, the TNT, what I'm gonna do is introduce you guys to something brand new on the web called the Ultra Dome. I found this place on the web that does a similar thing, and it's kind of cool. So I'm going to kind of combine this week's Ultimate Versus Battle with kind of a hero fix, a second hero fix, and let you guys check out the Ultra Dome. Now, this Ultra Dome is kind of like a place where they do similar to what we do here on the Hero Smash Show, but rather than just being audio, you can catch a video clip of some creative ways that they do Ultimate Versus Battles in the Ultra Dome. So rather than explain, I'm just going to let you hear a sample of what they do. And this is this week's Ultimate Versus Battle, brought to you courtesy of the Ultra Dome. All right, and when we're done with that, we'll come back and tell you where you can find it for yourself on the World Wide Web.
Some dry panties over there?
What, you don't like Han Solo?
He's all right, I guess.
He's all right?
Yeah, Solo's okay. But the definitive Harrison Ford has got to be Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. You might as well have said regarding Henry. I mean, come on, Han made the Kessel Run in under 12 parsecs.
Parsecs are a measure of distance, not time. Dr. Jones would know that. He's strong and smart.
How can you be a badass wearing all those earth tones?
Yeah, like Han Solo when his painted on pants are any better.
These are the pants of a hero.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ultra Dome. Tonight, we ask the age-old question. Which Harrison Ford character is better?
Han Solo, or Indiana Jones.
I thought this argument was for positive role models? You look like Han Solo's sorority sister.
Okay, whatever, Raiders of the Lost Dignity.
Hope versus the Wolverine?
Buffy is a slayer.
Sci-fi is dead.
Indiana Jones, really?
Welcome to the Ultra Dome.
Dude, I can't believe you're getting married.
I know.
You're getting married. You're gonna be a married dude.
Isn't it weird? I'm kind of ready for it. Hey, big question. Big question. Gimli or Legolas?
What?
Do you want to be Gimli, son of glory?
No.
Or do you want to be Legolas of the Woodland Realm? I told you we're going to be doing the Lord of the Rings
thing. Oh, dude, come on. We talked about a Star Wars themed wedding.
No, I didn't.
When you said, hey, dude, I'm marrying Beth, I was like, oh, that's okay. And then you're like, oh, it's a Star Wars themed wedding. I was like, awesome, sign me up.
Okay, so what's the big deal?
What's the big deal? The big deal is that Lord of the Rings sucks. It's stupid. We got a bunch of Dungeons and Dragons dudes running around in freaking tights and pretending to be wizards, whereas Star Wars is, oh, I don't know, awesome. And dude, plus, how hot was Beth gonna look in that slave outfit? That's the whole reason I was going to the wedding.
You know what?
That's what I was looking forward to.
That is my fiance you're talking about.
Oh,
she looked way hotter as Arwen.
I don't even know what Arwen is. I don't even know you right now.
Sci-fi is dead.
Sci-fi is dead. No one said you're dead.
Why don't you and Sarah Guinness just go stretch out with your feelings together?
You know what? There's nothing manlier than stretching out with your feelings.
Which is the better trilogy, Lord of the Rings or Star Wars? Tonight, these gentlemen answer that question with a fight to the death.
Isn't that a little extreme?
In this corner, Star Wars.
This is awesome.
And in this corner, Lord of the Rings.
Lord or a wizard or
ready. Fight!
Where'd you get the blaster? I just cut off your hand.
Digital editing.
But I liked it the original way when I kicked your ass. Sorry.
And the victory is Star Wars! Smash!
Yes, yes, y'all. That's it, guys. Ultimate Versus Battle is brought to you by the Ultra Dome. Like I said, this is a video type segment, so you really need to watch it. Google it, Ultra Dome. I think it's something paralleluniverse.com is where I think it's really at, but Google it. And if you have 5 minutes or so at work and you just need some to kill some time and amuse yourself, check it out, the Ultra Dome. All right? Now, like I said, this episode of Hero Smash Show is quite simple. I want to keep it real quick and easy, so I'm going to move on to the next thing. I have been working diligently on another brand new podcast. It is not a specifically fanboy content podcast, but it is definitely interesting and something you should check out. This is more of a reality type show podcast, and it's a behind the scenes look. What happens, what it takes to put together the Hero Smash Show. So what I thought I'd do is just introduce it to you guys today in this next segment. Let you hear a little sample of Meanwhile Back on Earth, the brand new reality show on Planet Shell. Check it out. And of course, again, as I said, I'm your humble host and your fellow fanboy, doing best that I can to enlighten and entertain you with the Hero Smash Show. That's enough for now. Come back soon.
Meanwhile, back on Earth.
Yeah.
I'm back. Time you guys gonna get here? I've been waiting forever, man. Sitting in the arcade and I'm just like,
while back on Earth. How you doing, everybody? I'm chilling in my room. I'm just trying to get in the mood to do this venture into some simple plan.
Dreamer. Storyteller.
I know most writer.
Dreamer.
Rapper. Hi, my name is Henry Shell, and this is the real life story behind Planet Shell, the Hero Smash Show, and the many, many other creative sides of me, which you are about to know.
make some noise, rock the world before your time runs out. Let them know what you're about and just make some noise, rock the world. No matter what your game, make sure the whole world remembers your name. Make some noise, rock the world before my time runs out. You know what I'm about, I'ma make some noise, rock the world. So when I'm out the game, it's to remember my name.
All right, I'm back. Let me get a drink here. Yes, I'm back. So, Hero Smash Show, let me just say some of the ideas you guys can look forward to, things I'm trying to do creatively to make the show interesting since I'm only a one-man show, so to speak. Number one, I have an idea for a pretty cool co-host. You probably heard in the pilot episode or maybe in the Avatar episode, I kept referring to Fandroid. And Fandroid is my artificially intelligent co-host that I'm working on. Basically, he's supposed to be sort of like a computer, and he's going to be my co-host. I'm going to change his name to Fanbot.
You're back. Yeah.
Let's rewind that right to the beginning. Here we go. This is Simple Plan. Well, this is just another entry on Meanwhile Back on Earth. How you doing, everybody? I'm chilling in my room. I'm just trying to get in the mood to do this entry, listening to some Simple Plan. I know most people who know me back in my real hardcore recording days as a rapper would be surprised to hear I'm listening to Simple Plan, but that's just one of the many different things that make me who I am. I was a rapper, I enjoy hip hop, but lately, in the last few years, this has been my thing. Radio rock, hard edge, music, and this is what gets me jumping, gets me going. I like it. And I need it right now to get going, because Yep. Come on.
Featured on Karate Kid coming out this summer. Anyways, that's another story. But hip hop and rock, both back to back, some of my two major influences that's influencing my music right now in 2010. The song I'm gonna focus on when we head out to the van. Song I'm going to focus on in this entry is called Make Some Noise, which is the lead single and the title track of my project. And I'll get a little bit into more of the story behind that as we get out there. But Superman, I think it's appropriate because not only does it reflect my rock and roll passion right now, but it also kind of indirectly touches on my passion, my fanboy. The fanboy side of me, the Hero Smash, Superman. It's comic books, superheroes, escapism for a man. That's the way we escape. Well, for me anyways. And that's what I'd be doing in my writing, my fictional writing and all that stuff. But that's another story. Today we're here to focus on the music, so I'ma leave it at that. It's been almost 7 minutes. I'ma leave it at that. I'm going to finish putting on my clothes, my jacket and stuff, head out to the van, and we'll pick up from there. Make Some Noise. Right. The name of the track. And if you're a recording artist, you can probably relate to that, but now that it's been winter, it's been really difficult to get some place to do some writing or even listening or recording. When it comes to the Hero Smash Show, the only time I get a chance to record is when no one's home. And that's very hard when you have a house full of people. 3 kids, brother-in-law, and wife. So, anyways, I digress. We're here in the van. And what I'm about to do right now is go into the first track, the lead track off my current project, Make Some Noise. Now I'm going to play a little bit of it first, since I've been doing a lot of talking, and then I'll come back and give you guys a story. Alright. Gotta keep in mind the time on this entry, but it will be available I'll make it available as a separate link by itself, the entire MP3 for those who want to download it, who actually like it. And so I'll just get into telling you about the story behind it and wrap up this entry. Let me see if I can put on some proper music though, some proper sentimental music to talk about the story behind the music.
All right, like so
the song is called Make Some Noise, Rock the World. I gotta put on the sentimental music because although the song is really hype and energetic, the story behind it is quite emotional.
I don't know how perceptive I am. I'll tell you how perceptive I am.
Check it out.
Do you remember when your smoke alarm went off about a year ago and I came and fixed your battery?
Yeah.
Well, I also installed a webcam in your smoke detector.
What are you talking about?
Look into the camera.
No, Gregor.
Smile. Wave to me, Johnny.
You do not see me.
Hey, wait, watch this. I'll zoom in. Oh, I can see your nose hairs need
you
some trimming.
You cannot, Gregor. That is ridiculous.
Anyway, the point is, you got to stop picking at your face.
What are you... how many fingers am I holding up right now?
You're giving me the thumbs up for some strange reason. That's actually not technically a finger, your thumb.
I want to do some commentary on this, but...
Four, three,
pretty good.
Two,
in general... Radio 137. Before I go, let me just say this, that through our website at cbc.ca. Wiretap, CBC Radio, and the type of programming they do, you know, real in-depth documentary style features in audio format. They've become pretty much my inspiration over the last 2 years. I've been listening to this stuff for like the last 5-6 years now. And this, along with podcasting, listening to all... I just kind of fell into the world of podcasting. Listening to podcasts, when I say that, through my last job, my last full-time job over the last 5 years. So, let's get back to the update. I have Planet Shell, Hero Smash Show. The Hero Smash Show, the last episode that I just completed was Superhero Spectacular, and it turned out to be... the super long Superhero Spectacular. The whole fanbot thing. Yes, fanbot is present, as I talked about on my last entry. But man, did it ever take me long to do that Superhero Spectacular. It just took ridiculously long. And not only did it take me long, but the show ended up being like an hour long, which is way too long. I definitely want to keep the Hero Smash Show down to 30 minutes at the most. Alright, so there you have it. Meanwhile, back on Earth. I like the little comic book reference there. Haha. No. Okay, seriously guys. That was Meanwhile, Back on Earth. And I don't know. I hope you guys will tune into this one. If you want to know really what's going on behind the scenes, what it takes to put on a podcast such as... the Hero Smash Show, and even more importantly, seriously, you know, it just on the human level, what it takes for people like me to you know, put our heart and soul out there, put our passion out there, get creative, and put together stuff like the Hero Smash Show and Planet Shell. If you want to get to know me, yours truly, Mr. Henry Shell, your humble host, then tune in to Meanwhile Back on Earth, because it is, like I said, it's a pretty cool show. I'm trying to keep it like, I don't know, what am I trying to keep it like? I'm trying to keep it as entertaining as possible, but yet at the same time give you guys as much as the realness, as they say in the old school hip-hop world, you know? So it's just something I think you guys should check out. I think I'm rambling. How much time do we got left? All right, we got about 2 minutes left on the show. Yeah, 2 minutes left on this week's show. So I just want to wrap up by saying, as I said, I kept this show simple because the Superhero Spectacular was really an awesome show. I have to thank my co-host, Mr. Fanbot, who is now behind the boards this week. But I will bring him back again in upcoming episodes. I got a lot of things in the works. A lot of things in the works for the next couple of episodes. So we're going to come back full steam next time on the Hero Smash Show. I want to get away from this melancholy mood that we're in today, and I want to get back with some hype. So as I said, I don't know, I'm not even going to mention what's coming up, but it will be good. It will be exciting as always. And if I could plug it once again, maybe if you want to get a heads up before we actually do the show and post it, check out Meanwhile Back on Earth. All right. That's, I think, about all I need to say. How much more time we got left? A minute? All right. So come back again, as I said, as I always say, come back again. Come back often. It's my pleasure to enlighten and entertain you all on the Hero Smash Show. Oh, and one last thing. I want some feedback. If you guys have any ideas for Ultimate Versus Battles, if you have any questions about specific information about anything we presented on the Hero Smash Show, email me at planetshellmail@gmail.com. All right? planetshellmail@gmail.com. And give us any feedback. We welcome it. Ideas, we welcome it. But that's about it for today. Time is running out. So I look forward to catching you guys on the next exciting episode of the Hero Smash Show.
Twinkie? Twinkie, where are you going?